VGCCC hits gaming venues and Tabcorp with gambling breaches. The Victorian Gambling and Casino Control Commission, VGCCC, the gaming regulator for the Australian state, has announced they have charged Tabcorp and several other venues with breaching gambling legislation by allowing a minor to gamble. The breaches relate to the Gambling Act of 2003 in the Australian region, and the regulator has charged Tabcorp with 54 breaches of the legislation, of which there are 27 counts of allowing minors to place wagers due to poor supervision of the retail gaming outlets. Related. Tabcorp fined $1 million Australian for obstructing outage investigation. The breaches occurred in 2022 between the 8th of September and the 1st of November, when a minor was able to freely gamble at a TAB agency and the gaming venues. The VGCCC states that the operator did not provide adequate supervision of the gaming venue's electronic betting terminals. This investigation was prompted by a member of the public who contacted the Gambling Regulation Authority, who looked into the complaint. Quote, "One of the most serious harms is allowing minors to gamble. All gambling venues must ensure they do not accept a bet from a minor and must ask for identification from anyone they suspect could be underage." Annette Kimmett, CEO of VGCCC, "Operators face large fines." The statement issued by the VGCCC lists 8 venues where gaming breaches occurred, including the Olympic Hotel, the Brunswick Club, the Edwards Lake Hotel, the Parkview Hotel, the Albion Charles Hotel, the Doncaster Hotel, the Rose Shamrock and Thistle Hotel, and the Northcote TAB Agency. The gaming venues are facing hefty fines for the alleged breaches of the Gambling Act, which could see the operators issued total fines of over $1 million collectively. If the breaches are upheld, Tabcorp could be issued with a maximum fine of $698,997.